AM 1450 KBMW.
Yeah, you're in the Holiday Hut. Good morning. Coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. 38 degrees right now. Enjoy that one while you can. I don't know how long it's going to last. All right. Well, we are here to talk Valley Lake Boys Home. And again, one of our favorite groups. And you're Joanne Ansler and to talk with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Like I say, Valley Lake, always an open door with you. Boy, you guys have been busy this year. Let's back up. Your 50th was, you said, was just incredible.
It was. We had an open house in September, and we had so many old kids coming back, former residents with their families, and many, many community members. There were people that came out who had never been out there before. It was a really great day.
Well, and you think of all the people that, you know, are existing today and doing well mm-hmm. because of Valley Lake. That's got to make you and the staff out there feel great.
That's right. There were so many former staff members and board members, you know, that really laid the foundation to what it is today. And a lot of them came and hadn't been there for many, many years.
Well, let's come up to speed now. You got an event tomorrow, is it?
We do. We have a holiday open house tomorrow from 1 to 5. And just like you said, enjoy the day. Tomorrow's going to be okay until tomorrow evening.
So tomorrow evening, yeah.
Come out from 1 to 5 and have some hot cider and coffee and cookies and bars and see what the place is about. We'll have a couple boys in their, not ugly, but exaggerated Christmas suits. They might be lighted with some Christmas lights.
I love that.
Giving tours.
Yeah.
And it's really great to see and hear what they think of the facility. And when they give a tour, it's much different than when I give a tour.
I bet it is.
So their perspective is really fun to listen to.
So how many people do you have on staff out there, Joanne?
We have about 15 staff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And they're all working hard, too.
They are. You know, they're there at 6 in the morning. Well, we're open 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So they're there at 6 in the morning. Some stay till 10 at night. We have somebody overnight. So, yeah, we have some really great staff right now.
So what do you think when you look at the place? Because, I mean, it's so improved. And I mean, every year mm-hmm. it just seems to get better and better out there.
It really does. You know, we aim for some goals. You know, we look at something and think, we could do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we set out to earn some money for that. We have fundraisers. We write grants. And once it's done, it's really fulfilling. And sometimes those goals take a couple years or more. And, you know, those things that we want to do. We wanted to open a transition home for older kids, and we did that in 2023. And we had talked about it for about 20 years.
No kidding. In 2023, you just did it.
We did it, yep. So that's open. We didn't have anybody in there this whole summer, but from 2023 till the spring of 25, we had about four kids go through there, four or five kids. Some graduated from high school, a few of them. And now, actually, last night was our first night, again, open.
But what a great resource to have available.
Yeah, you know? I think so.
Christmas open house tomorrow, and what are the hours again?
1 to 5 out at Valley Lake Boys Home. You can call us for directions. We will have directions on our Facebook page, and you can come out and enjoy some coffee and just see us. You know, this community has been really generous to us. The outlying communities, businesses, they're very generous. And, you know, our boys like Christmas gifts, and we try to give them a really great Christmas.
Joanna, keep up the fantastic work you do out there. Merry Christmas to you, Kevin, and the fam, and we'll talk to you in the new year, all right?
Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Christmas. Joanna Ansler talking Valley Lake Boys Home here. It's 8:45, the voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW, time now for Point of Law, and that is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wapton, home of the Ceramic Shine Car Wash.
Is a police officer a trespasser when he goes on your property without your permission or a search warrant? Poachers, policemen, and processors all ponder that problem in the case of the perilous processor. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
Al Conroy was an officer with the State Fish and Game Department. For a long time, the department had its collective eye on a small cannery at the far end of the bay. That was where Jeff Grimshaw and his wife processed small batches of canned salmon and other game fish brought in by the fishermen. But Al and his department suspected that the Grimshaws were running a night business, too, canning illegally harvested oysters. The department had been unable to catch the oyster poachers on the beach after dark, but Al had an idea, and he acted on it. The poachers, he thought, had to bring their oysters secretly to Grimshaw to be canned or frozen. So one evening after dark, Al drove an agency car to the Grimshaws, turned off the headlights, and parked in the driveway. Then he sat and waited. Soon, Jeff Grimshaw came out. "I know what you're here for, Conroy, and you won't get away with it," he said. "Get off my property, and I mean right now." "I'm not bothering you, Jeff," grinned Al. "Not yet, anyway. I'm just going to sit here for a while and see who comes in with a load of oysters. Nothing wrong with that."
"Ha! We'll see about that," responded Jeff,
who promptly got into his truck, gunned the motor, and without warning smashed into the back of Al's car. Al was badly injured, and his car was totaled. He sued Jeff for damages. In court, his attorney said, "Al Conroy parked at Grimshaw's place in an official state car, wearing his uniform and with the knowledge and consent of his office. He even told Grimshaw why he was there. But Grimshaw wrongfully and maliciously assaulted and injured him. We asked judgment against him." Grimshaw's attorney argued, "Conroy was a trespasser. He parked on Grimshaw's property without the owner's consent and refused to leave on request. Grimshaw had the right to use reasonable force to eject him. He cannot be made to pay damages for his rightful use of force." What did the court decide? We'll find out in a moment.
All right, we'll get back to Point of Law in a second here, but first let me ask you, has the snow, ice, road salt, and mud turned your vehicle into a four-wheeled horror movie? Yeah, it's where we live. Wash it up, shine it up, spruce it up at All Seasons Car Wash. You know, there's so much more than a self-service car wash. Dryers and undercarriage washers and the ceramic shine car wash and the automatic soft touch. That'll take all the winter horrors off of your vehicle. You'll be driving fine and looking good. Yeah, make a quick stop at All Seasons Car Wash. They are your locally owned car wash in West Wahpeton. Okay, back to Point of Law.
Is an officer trespassing when he goes on a person's property without permission or search warrant? No, said a Massachusetts court. In common law, public officers may legally go on private property when they must do so to carry out their official duties. His entry was lawful, so he wasn't a trespasser, and Grimshaw had no right to eject him, forcibly or otherwise. Here, the assault was deliberate and unjustified. So having injured the officer and damaged state property, Grimshaw will be held responsible and must pay all damages. It's a point of law.
Happy birthday!
Yeehaw!
Happy birthday!
It's your birthday today.
Surely!
Somebody's birthday today!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeehaw!
Happy birthday.
Here we go. Birthday and anniversary shout outs brought to